Looking ahead to 2024, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Democrats vote to remove Iowa as the first state on the presidential nominating calendar and replace it with South Carolina.
The shakeup followed a recommendation from President Biden to diversify the early primary states. Democrats will hold contests in South Carolina before New Hampshire and Nevada, then Georgia and Michigan. Iowa has held a first-in-the-nation caucus since 1972. New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary has been held since 1920. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The full DNC must still approve that change. Republicans picked up their 221st House seat yesterday as California's John Duarte won in a new district. A senior aide to Ukrainian President Zelensky said this morning the G7 nations and Australia should push the price cap on Russian oil down to $30 a barrel, not the $60 that they agreed to yesterday. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. welcomed the news of the price cap.
I still believe that a price cap will help limit Mr. Putin's ability to profiteer off the oil market so that he can continue to fund a war machine that continues to kill innocent Ukrainians.
The Ukrainian aide said the cap on Russian oil needs to be lower to, in his words, destroy the enemy's economy quicker. And the Mauna Loa volcano keeps bubbling up lava.
We bring you to Fort Myers.
The flow of the lava has slowed considerably since it's hit flatter terrain, though it's creeping closer to the island's main east-west highway. The lava is less than 3 miles away, but that highway remains open. Officials say the lava could hit it in about a week. The eruption has become a major attraction, with tourists and locals alike flocking to see the lava. On the Big Island of Hawaii, Max Gordon, Fox Weather.
America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Pro-labor protesters rallied against President Biden in Boston yesterday, angry over the bill he signed to avert a rail strike. He was in the city to phone bank for Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in the Georgia runoff against Herschel Walker.
President Joe Biden said a Democratic win in the Georgia runoff is crucial to getting his agenda passed in the Senate.
And that changes the dynamic of anybody being able to say they want to change what we're going to do. It also is going to bring along some Republicans.
Warnock's opponent, Republican Herschel Walker, rallied in Georgia, speaking about Warnock's hesitation when asked if he'd support the president for a second term during a debate.
Who became the adult in that room? That I became the adult because I took him to school.
Georgia voters go to the polls on Tuesday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In Colorado, more than a year before police say that Anderson Lee Aldrich killed five people and wounded 17 others at a gay nightclub, he was arrested on allegations of making a bomb threat. That case was later sealed, so it's unclear what happened with those charges. A Florida community hard hit by Hurricane Ian keeps its chin up and gets ready for Christmas.
We bring you to Fort Myers, Florida, where it's been over 2 months since Hurricane Ian hit the area with high winds and flooding, leaving many places still damaged and recovering. But in downtown Fort Myers, you can hear the sound of crowds as the storm hasn't stopped folks from getting into the holiday spirit. They're hosting their art walk, an annual wreath lighting event. The streets filled with people supporting over 100 artists, crafters, and performers, boosting morale and bringing the community together after Hurricane Ian. I'm Brandi Campbell reporting in Fort Myers, Florida for Fox Weather.
And Jacob deGrom says goodbye to the New York Mets. The Texas Rangers signed him to a 5-year, $185 million deal. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.